Okay, and welcome back. It's always fun to have David John Oates with us, where we get to look behind the curtain, at least behind the mental curtain that these leaders, the geopolitical bigwigs, put up as their front. We get to see behind with reverse speech. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm all right, thank you. Looking forward to this, as always. It's always fun. It's always revealing. And it's just it's amazing. We have, thanks to you, a better understanding of who these people are than we could ever have otherwise. We just couldn't.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. It gives us amazing insights, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it? Yeah, incredible. And as always, I've got a good bunch tonight. And as always, I haven't listened to the forwards on these, so it's always a surprise for me as well.
Very good. So. Yeah, yeah. You know, as we get closer to this Trump, Kim, so-called summit, whatever we can grab on Trump talking, he threatened Kim again yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah. He said there will be no lessening of sanctions until denuclearization occurs. When he said denuclearization occurs, he said verified by reports. In other words, this may not go anywhere, okay? We'll see. I smell a trap, but anyhow.
Well, we'll see.
We will.
All right. We are beginning today with two reversals on Alec Jones in a rant screaming F Trump. Gee, I don't know whether I should play the forwards. Well, it's up to you.
I'll go. Yes. I will just, if anyone is going to be offended with the F word, just turn the radio or your computer down for the next 60 seconds.
Okay, so this is Alex Jones forwards.
They got him. They rolled Trump. He didn't stand up at the moment of truth. Donald Trump shit his fucking pants.
Okay.
Wait, right. Was that Alex Jones saying that?
Yeah, that was Alex Jones saying that.
Gosh, what a foul mouth. What a shock. All right, go ahead.
I'm sure it is. And backwards he says, finance me.
Finance me.
It's all a ploy. He's just looking for more sponsorship.
It's
more
called showbiz, you bet.
Yeah, that's right. It's all a front. And here he is again.
And the Russians were the good guys battling ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia. But I've studied the geopolitics. They are the white knights. And our military 5 years ago joining the Russians to block Obama and the Arab Spring and do the right thing, did the right thing. And now, Mattis?
I don't know. This is a weird reversal. Saddam won.
Saddam won. Saddam won.
Well, we all know Saddam didn't win. He got hanged.
Yeah. I don't know. Now, this was off-air or on-air? And someone, this is just one of his broadcasts.
I think this was off. I think he thought he was off-air, but it was actually on-air, if
okay.
I remember correctly. I think it's a hot mic.
Yeah.
Let me see what Naomi says.
He doesn't usually talk like that on-air. So if open mic, that could be it. Yeah.
Right, so it's an open mic. Oh, no. Naomi says he knew he was on air. Wow.
Hmm. Well, good luck.
Well, we'll see. Okay, all right, she's... all right, so now we've got some interesting... Oh, right, he says he wanted a recording of it deleted. Alex Jones did. Obviously, it wasn't. Nothing's ever deleted on the internet.
No, sir.
There forever. All right, here we have 1, 2, 3, 4 reversals on a child who's upset about eating animals. Okay, so here is the forwards.
To eat animals that we cook, but that's not nice for them.
Yeah, do you think they suffer?
I think that they don't really like being cooked in the oven.
What a smart child. I like this kid. He's a great example for, seriously, he's got an instinct about veganism that is admirable, and yep. he's He's still a whole functional psyche there. He hasn't been directed and pushed down the road of eating meat and dairy. Good for him.
Yeah. And back with never honest look.
Never honest look.
Wow.
Never honest look.
I think he's saying they are the people who kill the animals aren't honest looking. I'm seeing what's happening here. This is a tragedy.
Correct. No, they're not taking an honest look at it. They're looking away. Look, this is a very sensitive child. This is good. I like to hear this. It's nice.
Yep. All right. And the next one. Here we go.
So what will we do if we miss eating chicken and meat?
I don't miss eating chicken and meat.
How about fish?
Fish?
Yeah.
Fish? Is it an animal?
Yeah.
I won't eat that either.
Oh my God, so what?
I won't eat animals!
Okay.
What a wonderful child.
Yeah. And backwards, oh man, this is it in shit.
Man, this is it in shit.
How funny. It's
shit.
Yeah. He's saying this is bad. It's the F word that we have to eat meat, okay?
What nationality is this child? Do we know?
I don't know. I've no idea. I wonder where she got the recording.
English is a second language, and... very well spoken English.
Yeah, let's listen to the see if I can get an accent. Let's listen to the forwards again. Here we go.
So what will we do if we miss eating chicken and meat?
I don't miss eating.
It's a British accent, isn't it?
No.
How about fish?
No. What is it?
Fish.
Is it
an animal?
Yeah.
I won't eat that either.
Oh my God, so what?
I won't eat animals!
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I think English is almost a first language, but I think he's something else. He could even be Eastern European, German. I don't know. I don't hear British in there, but I may be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. And this, oh man, this is it in shit.
Man, this is it.
The in is very quick there.
Listen to the frustration in that kid's voice. He's really bothered by this.
Yeah.
He's not just spewing something as he heard or somebody told him to say. He's serious. Interesting.
I think this is from a YouTube video. 5-year-old Zayda tells her mother she's a vegetarian. There you go.
Yeah, Zayda. That's not a British name usually.
No, it's not. All right, here's the next one.
I know that we cook them sometimes, which is not very nice. And I know we like to eat animals that we cook.
This one is actually very profound, if you understand the significance of the metaphor. They kill the one.
Yelly one.
Wow.
Yelly.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Wow.
That's
the killing the divine spirit.
Is it? Yes, this is a very special child.
Yeah, the killing the spirit of the animal. Wow, that's wisdom.
Can you get Naomi, would you send Donald, David, that link to that? I would really like to have the link to that interview. That's fascinating. The reversals are even more amazing, but just to hear a kid speak like that, unusual.
Yeah. So let's run the forwards again. Let's run this whole lot again.
I know that we cook them sometimes, which is not very nice, and I know we like to eat animals that we cook.
And they kill the one.
He's
talking about the universal good, the goodness, the divine one. Yeah.
That's exactly what he's talking about. Yeah, you understand the significance of the metaphor. Yeah. And then here's the last one on this little kid. Little girl, apparently.
Why do you think you don't want to do that?
Because they're animals and they like animals.
And they're killing in this woman.
They're killing in this woman.
Huh. Don't know what the woman is. Don't know what that means by that, but their killing is certainly obvious. Yeah, quite an amazing clip, hey. So yeah, we'll get that link to you, Jeff.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Comey. He hopes Hillary sees him as an honest idiot. Is the title of the clip. So here we go.
My hope is, I even hope Hillary Clinton at least reads those parts of the book, because I think she will walk away saying, you know what, I still think that guy's an idiot, but, you know, he's kind of an honest idiot.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
The warning is you.
The warning is you.
Huh.
The warning is you.
I'll be bothered.
They're warning us here.
Oh, they're warning us?
Wait. It's play like, it one more time.
Yeah, I heard it differently that time.
They're warning us here.
They're warning us.
They're warning us here. They're warning us here.
Huh. It sounds like the warning is you, but it's could be stretched into the warning issue.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's go with the warning is you.
I think it's the warning is you. Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's how Naomi's got it documented. The warning is you.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Hillary, I guess. Yeah.
No. I can't figure that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the next one along is Comey again.
You know, his book just came out. He was on a book tour. That's part of
it. Yes, I know. Well, I saw some of that. Okay. So here's the next one.
And I thought it was so dramatic. That I thought that can't be. So push it away, push it away, push it away. And it kept coming back. Not in the sense that I think Donald Trump is out breaking legs or shaking down shopkeepers or sticking up a union, but in the sense that the leadership culture is very similar. It's all focused on the boss. What is done in this family must serve the boss. And you are judged entirely by your fealty, your loyalty to that boss. And we will do anything, say anything, in service to the boss and the family.
And he says, and I'm a wuss.
And I'm a wuss.
Huh. And I'm a wuss.
That's funny.
And I'm a wuss.
Oh, well, okay.
You almost, wait, play one more time.
Sure, yeah, okay, here we go.
And I'm a wuss.
And I'm a wuss.
Could be with wuss.
I think he's saying, and I'm his wuss. In other words,
his wuss.
Yeah, Trump is looking at him as a wuss. He's kind of his. Oh, I'm his wuss.
Yeah.
I'm a wuss.
I'm a wuss. I'm a wuss.
It's 50-50.
It's 50, yeah, I can't call that one. That's a tough one. Certainly the wuss is there, and I'm.
Yeah.
And here's the next one.
And there's all kind. I think I put in the book the proverb, only the guilty flee where no man pursues.
And he says, I'm on a wheel.
And I'm on your wheel.
Well, that's clear.
And I'm on your wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm on
wheel. Well, he is. He's on a roll. He's on a book tour. He's traveling around. You know, he's selling his book. I'm on a wheel. He's doing his thing. It just speaks for itself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we have another one.
And these are words I never thought would come out of my mouth about an American president, but it's possible. I'm not saying it's likely. I don't know, and the honest answer is it's possible. It's hard to explain some things without at least leaving your mind open to that being a possibility.
What is the possibility that you see? What's the greatest possibility that he was?
Well, obviously, the most likely is that he's not. But the reason I say possible is that there's a non-zero possibility that the Russians have some sway over him that is rooted in his personal experience. And I don't know whether that's the business about the activity in a Moscow hotel room or finances or something else.
Wow. Oh, come on. They keep playing the same soap opera garbage. Jeez.
That's what I meant by wow. Is he still on that rubbish again?
Yeah.
And here it says, worries none.
Worries none.
Worries none.
Mm-hmm.
Worries none.
In other words, people aren't interested. They've heard it all before.
Right.
It's a non-issue.
He knows it. He knows it.
Yeah.
Full
yeah,
well.
He knows. It's a non-issue. He's being an Yeah, I won't say the word on there. All right, so now we have the Philadelphia airline explosion, okay? And here's dispatcher.
South of 1458, you can expect an extended downwind. We have another fellow company airplane coming in that has an emergency that's pretty serious, so we're going to dump him in front of you.
No problem. We're running early, so do what you got to do. 1458.
Join Erie there. Maintain 170 knots, please. I'm going to slow you down.
Okay. Erie, 170 on the speed, south of 1458.
American 585, also emergency for you, being landing in front of you there, so reduce speed to 170. We'll get you right in as soon as we can.
Afraid the shit go killer. But that wasn't, that was just a regular explosion, wasn't it?
No, the airliner is a 737 flown by a woman pilot. The engine, one of the fan blades let go, and there's supposed to be a cowling around there that prevents the fan blade from going into the fuselage. Well, it failed. And it went in and knocked the window out and it sucked the passenger out. And they were able to grab her by the legs and lower body, but she was outside the plane and it was doing 200 plus miles an hour at the time. And it was too much and she died. That's what it was. It wasn't an explosion per se. It was apparently a piece of metal that failed.
Right, so the killer would be not a physical person, but the event itself.
Right.
Afraid the shit right. Go killer. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, certainly there. Yep. And another one from dispatch. Here we go.
Alright, Cessna 1380, okay, where would you like to go to? Which airport?
Weird reversal, I'll break the window, do you ever fly?
Don't break the window,
Georgia
O'Kanba, fly.
It's all there.
Don't break the window, Georgia O'Kanba, fly.
I'll break the window. Do you ever fly? That's strange.
It's almost a mock. I mean, the window broke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, I'll break the window. Do you ever fly? It's almost like this is a mock. You know, if you fly, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Or do you ever fly? I mean, what do you expect? Accidents happen, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a rhetorical thing. Do you ever fly?
Yeah.
Of course. You got to expect these things.
Break the window. It's a very a cold analysis.
Very much so. Yeah.
Very cold.
Yeah, that woman pilot deserves a lot of credit. I shouldn't even say woman because that would be sexist, right? That pilot, period, was very brave and very cool. She happens to have been a former U.S. naval aviator flying off aircraft carriers. So you wouldn't want to be in much better hands than that.
Wow. No, right. And here we have another reversal that says, give humanity this lie.
Southwest 1380.
Oh, sorry, I got to play the fours. I'll tell you what the reverse is.
Southwest 1380, speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet, and you let me know when you want to turn base.
All right. Down to 3,000, 210 on the speed.
Oh, is she cool? Did you hear that?
Yeah, she was cool.
She was cool as a cucumber, as they say. I used to say. Wow, that was very impressive.
Interesting reversal. Give humanity this lie.
Tell him what I said.
No, I wasn't happy with lie when I heard it that time.
It might be lying. Tell the people what I said. Tell the people what happened. Tell them the truth. Give humanity this line.
Yeah, no, that would make sense. Yep, okay.
I'd like to hear that second one in forward. Just the forward where she was so cool and calm.
Oh, okay, we'll play the whole lot.
That was really impressive.
Southwest 1380, speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet, and you let me know when you want to turn base.
All right. Down to 3,000. 210 on the speed.
Wow. Yeah. Give humanity this lie or line?
Give humanity this lie. Give humanity this lie.
It's line. It's line.
I hear an N in there sneaking around.
Yeah, I hear the N too. Yeah, it's line. Yep. Okay, all right. So, next one along. A former Mexican president says he will not pay for the blanking wall. Here we go.
We'll bring the drug from Colombia, from Venezuela, from Ecuador, from Bolivia. And the question to you, Trump, is why do you let drugs circulate around every corner of this great nation?
And God, I'll gamble if I lose.
No, no gamble if I lose.
Huh.
No, no gamble if I lose. No, no gamble if I lose.
Well, he did lose, didn't he? How did he lose his job?
He was allegedly voted out.
Oh, really?
That's the last. That's not the current president, I don't think. Fox. Vicente Fox.
Yeah, that's Fox. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. So, let us move along to the next one I've got here.
How many do you have, David? We got a break, or do we want to go right through it? What do you want to do?
I would go right through, actually.
Okay, let's go. Go ahead.
I'm not even halfway through yet. All right. Hillary accuses the Saudi government that we should bomb his airfields. Oh, yeah? What's she getting the mix on this one for?
Assad had an air force, and that air force is the cause of most of the civilian deaths, as we have seen over the years and as we saw again in the last few days. And I really believe that we should have and still should take out his airfields and prevent him from being able to use them to bomb innocent people.
She's nuttier than a fruitcake.
Yeah, she is. She's just raving on. And so afraid that I laugh.
So afraid that I laugh.
So afraid that I have. Or was it they laugh? So afraid that they laugh. Hang on, I heard they then.
So afraid that I have.
No, it's I.
So afraid that I have.
It's I, is it?
Yeah.
So afraid that I have. Oh, yeah, it is I, yeah. So afraid that I laugh. Oh, I don't know. Is she afraid she's going to snicker and not take it seriously?
Sounds facetious to me.
Yeah. Yeah, she's being facetious. She's trying to put on a show, and she's trying to keep the smirk down.
Right.
There you go.
It's a lie. Wait, American-led bombing missions have killed the majority of civilians in Syria. That's just a fact, as I read it.
Yeah. Here we have, this is and just one reverse I'm going to play on an interview Hillary did while she was still running. So we'll just do one. Here we go.
But I think we have learned a lot more, and we are really grappling with and I think succeeding at making it more difficult for them to operate from their strongholds.
And he says, I've made the blank of it.
I've made the fork the fish.
I've made the fork the fish.
Or a blank of it.
I've made the fork the fish.
I've made the fork the fish.
It's the...
Yeah, she's got a Z. Well, it means the same thing. She messed up her campaign, and she knows it. You know, this is. When she was running, we got those reversals.
Yes, you did.
Spirit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Telling her. What?
Oh, those were hilarious. She was so phony in the campaign, spewing so many lies that her subconscious was taking her to task for it. It couldn't. It was sick of it. That was too much. That was amazing.
All right, here's Jeb Bush and his eulogy to Barbara Bush. Here we go.
We want to thank Russ and Laura for their friendship and pastoral care of our parents. And we want to thank all that are gathered here to celebrate the life of Barbara Bush. Now, it is appropriate to express gratitude because we learned to do that at a very early age. You see, our mom was our first and most important teacher. Sit up. Look people in the eye. Please say please and thank you. Do your homework. quit whining and stop complaining. Eat your broccoli. Yes, Dad, she said that.
And backwards, I know evil POTUS.
I know evil POTUS.
Not the clearest verse in the world, but...
So see, he's saying that Trump is evil. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Yeah, yeah. That's what he's saying. I know evil.
He still hates Trump. He's still angry. He feels he let his mother down because he didn't make it to the White House. That's the way I see it. Still hates him.
Probably right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's on his mind as he delivers his mum's eulogy. Of course, Trump wasn't there, but Melania was.
George Herbert Walker Bush, is last I heard, was in the hospital with a blood infection right after the funeral, so he may check out with her. Who knows?
Yeah, well, that happens so many times. How many times have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
A couple's been together for decades, and one dies, and the other guy goes straight after, you know?
Yep.
Yes, I wouldn't be at least surprised to see that happen. All right, here's Mattis talking about attacking Syria before investigations began. Here we go.
Very much aware of the delay that the regime imposed on that delegation, but we are also very much aware of how they have operated in the past to conceal what they have done using chemical weapons. In other words, using the pause after a strike like that to try to clean up the evidence before the investigating team gets in. So it was unfortunate they were delayed.
And he says, we're sorry for that.
We're sorry for that. We're sorry for that.
What are we sorry for? The whole fraud that it was? Are we sorry for that? Is that what he's saying? This whole thing was a fraud and we got involved with it and we shouldn't have. We're sorry for that. What's he talking about here?
Oh.
The chemical attack was a fraud.
Right, yes.
As everybody knows. And
well, is he saying that they're sorry that they rushed in before they knew it all?
Could be. It could be. I don't know. That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Something didn't go the way they wanted it to.
Uh-huh. Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So, next one along. Here we have Mattis again. Oh, this is a strange reversal, too. Okay. Here's the forwards.
This time, our allies and we have struck harder. Together, we have sent a clear message to Assad and his murderous lieutenants that they should not perpetrate another chemical weapons attack for which they will be held accountable.
And here it says, lawsuit December.
Lawsuit December.
Lawsuit December.
No, I don't know.
Lawsuit December.
I don't know.
No one's going to sue anybody over that. But you listen to the forward speech, and it's such a lie. It's all lies.
Yeah. I know December. I don't know. I don't know what that would mean. Anyway, there it is. I always play them, even if I don't know what they mean, as you know.
I know.
All right. Next one along. Here we go.
But as far as any other targets, we looked at targets specifically designed to address the chemical weapons threat that we have seen manifested. The whole world has watched.
This one says, now the world war.
Now the world war.
Now the world war.
A bit quick, but it is there.
Oh, it's absolutely there. Yeah. So is that what's next in his mind?
I would say that's exactly what he's thinking is what's next.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gee whiz. There's so many hot points in the world right now.
Right. And, you bet.
It just takes pressing the wrong button or saying the wrong thing and the whole thing can explode.
Right. Yes, it can.
Yep. Yep. All right. Okay. Let us look at the next one here. And here we go. This is a matter still. Forward.
All the way through to the political decision taken. And once their heads of state speak tomorrow, then that'll be the initial statement from those capitals.
Huh. Yes, we decorate scum.
Yes, we decorate scum.
I'll be bothered.
Yes, we decorate scum. Yes, we decorate scum.
Wow.
I don't hear scum. I don't hear a K in there. I hear an N. Snow. We decorate snow. I don't hear scum. I don't hear scum. See if you hear a K in there, David. I don't.
So, yeah.
Yes, we decorate snow.
Yes, we decorate snow. Yes, we decorate snow.
I can go with slum, S-L-U-M.
Let's try that. I don't hear a K, though. Let's try that slum. Yeah. Let's see.
Slum.
Yes, we decorate snow.
Yes, we decorate snow.
Yeah, it still sounds like snow to me.
You know what? It's really one of those words that's not precise. Yes, we decorate is clear, and I mean, there's no doubt over that, but I must admit that last word is a bit...
Well, maybe bit just nice. Take snow off and yes, we decorate. In other words, we spin things the way we want them to appear.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so
we decorate. All right, we always decorate. Yes, leave it decorate. At that.
Yeah, like that.
Yes, we decorate.
Sure.
That's how it's been presented.
Yes, we decorate.
He's lying. That's decorate means lie. All right.
Yeah. This is what I told. I just made the same mistake I chastise my students for. I say, why ruin a clear reversal, a good reversal, by putting an unclear word on the end? I use that line in class. Why ruin a good reversal by using an unclear
That's
word?
That's funny. Well, play it again with just like you did. Yes, we decorate.
Okay.
Yes, we decorate.
The clear perfect reversal. Yeah.
Perfect, absolutely V5, what we call validity 5.
Right.
Yes, we decorate.
Well, I rate all of my reversals on a scale of 1 to 5 for their clarity, is 5 being the clearest, and that's what we would call a V5. That should be very easily heard by anyone without any prior prompting, that one.
Oh, clear absolutely. Sure. Unless they don't want to hear it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's true. All right, here's Nancy Pelosi on Syria.
We shouldn't attack Syria, fix the USA. Quite a reversal of what he's talking about now. But the AUMF is hopefully would be a bipartisan constraint that Congress would place on our use of force. It's not a restraint on the president. It's about Article 1.
And here she says, how's that family?
Now, this is it, family.
Oh, yeah.
How's it, family?
Is she asking a question? In other words, seeking approval? How's that, family, meaning other members of Congress?
Well, I was thinking she's referring to other members of Congress, wondering whether she's got the support, you know, whether she can rally them all around her.
Well, she's talking about the AUMF. You got that, right? That's the restraint on going to war or adopting warlike actions without congressional approval.
Oh, I see.
AUMF. Went by very quickly. Yeah. It's there.
Okay. All right. So, next one along. Nancy Pelosi again. Here we go.
To support a system of checks and balances, which the election will be about. No, we feel very good about it.
And she says, I am evil.
I am evil.
Wow.
I'm evil.
Out of her own mouth. There it is. I'll play that again.
I am evil.
Yeah, there it is. Plain as day. Wow.
She's been at it a long time.
Well, what's she in her 80s now? I mean, she looks very young.
I have no idea. Well, that's cosmetic surgery. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's in her 80s, early 80s. I don't quote me. I could be wrong. And here she is again.
It's again. Every day. We put one good day, one good week, one good month in front of another. We're proud of our candidates. They know their purpose.
And this is We're Gonna Sin.
Brethren, you sin.
That's clear.
Brethren, you sin.
We're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess things up.
78 years old.
Yeah. Oh, 78 is she? Yeah, I knew she was up there. Yeah, okay. All right. And Now we've got some on Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, who talks about standing with the Palestinians. Okay. Interesting reversal, the first one.
They pretended that they were going to go along with the UN mandate that there should be two states. If they were having a state, that there should be a Palestinian state as well. But they never had any intention of not taking over the whole thing.
And he says, give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Wow.
Give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
It's all there.
I think he's comparing the situation to Vietnam. This will be another Vietnam for America, if that makes sense.
Sure. So,
that's what he's saying. Quite a long reversal.
Yes, it is.
About 12 words. Let me play it again. Give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Good reversal. Wow. Great reversal. Yeah. They don't come that long very often.
Huh.
One of the biggest fallacies around reverse speech that I try to address many times, and that there is no gibberish. There's no evidence that there is no gibberish, and everyone who's put up arguments for me have presented examples that just don't meet the checkpoint. They're just not there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do class, I try to caution students in documenting long reversals because it could very well be gibberish, but that one's quite clear, okay?
Very good.
All right, so here's Roger Waters again.
Ordinary people standing shoulder to shoulder with other ordinary people who may live 10,000 miles away, but who nevertheless we support and have sympathy with their predicament. And that is what makes us human.
Islam will sign it.
Islam Zionist.
Huh.
Islam Zionist.
I wonder what he means by that.
Islam Zionist.
I don't know what he means by that.
I don't either.
I have no idea. Sign what? Agree to what? Sign, agree, secure, to own. It's a metaphor. All right. Last one on Roger Waters I'm going to play.
Systematically making life on the earth that is Palestine intolerable for the indigenous people in an attempt to drive them into neighboring countries, into refugee camps.
And he says, seek the therapy.
Seek the therapy.
Oh, that's clear.
Seek the therapy. Seek the therapy.
I think he's saying the US should seek therapy for what they're doing. I don't know. Seek the therapy.
That's
what are
funny.
You doing?
Yeah.
Are you right in your head?
That's well, this is the whole Israeli issue is enormously dangerous right now. You've got this Avigdor Lieberman, the defense minister, Netanyahu, they want this to be the I think they want this to be the last year of any Palestinian, any substantial Palestinian presence in Gaza or on the West Bank. I think they want them out, and that's the idea, to get them all out of there. They want them out.
Right.
Greater Israel.
Okay. Well, I think Roger Waters thinks it's an insane thing.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Senator Cory Booker criticizing Homeland Security. Who's Cory Booker? I don't know that name.
He's a senator. He's not particularly well known. He's kind of quiet. I don't know. I don't know much about him either.
Okay, yeah. Can't say I've ever heard of him. Criticizing Homeland Security is the headline. So here's the forwards.
Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country, Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that pain, hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, saying I've already answered that line of questions when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House. That's unacceptable to me.
Huh. And here it says, fear was released, they are evil.
Fear was released, they are evil.
Oh, evil.
Fear was released, they are evil.
Oh, I remember this one. I wasn't happy with evil. And I went over and over, and I finally let it through, but it's got a K on the end of it. Fear was released, they are evil with a K.
Fear was released, they are evil.
Evok.
Fear was released, they are evil.
See, that should, once again, that should just be documented as fear was released.
Right.
Fear
right.
was released. Yeah.
Yep, right. You're getting a lesson in reverse speech tonight, folks.
Yes, yes.
I do this for many hours a week, marking students' homework. Many, many hours.
He's another liberal from New Jersey, and he's a junior senator there, I think, so he's not... Yeah, he is. So he's not... That was a performance, in my view. I think he was rehearsing that beforehand. I don't think that was spontaneous. I didn't hear it that way.
No, I agree. Yeah. Anyway, fear was released. And here he is again.
Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacy.
That's the same forwards and... backward to the crime of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
there.
So we're talking about the white supremacists, I imagine. Mm. That's what we'd be referring to. So it makes it a congruent reversal. All right, here's George Soros saying Trump will disappear in 2020.
Ah, oh, interesting.
I give President Trump credit for motivating his core supporters brilliantly. But for every core supporter, he has created a greater number of core opponents who are equally strongly motivated. That's why I expect a Democratic landslide in 2018.
He says, love me, they all smell. That's funny.
Did he say, I don't hear love. I hear left me.
I'll
they all
you.
Smell.
Let's do it again.
You're absolutely right.
So who's he talking about?
I don't know. Let's listen. Let's see the
Trump, his supporters, I guess, you know, maybe.
Well, left me. Were they friends at one stage?
Landslide in 20.
Okay, the actual forward is he's expecting a Democratic landslide in 2020.
No, 2018, he said. At the midterms, yeah.
Oh, midterms. Oh, I see. Right, midterm. I don't know. Left me, they all smell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's financing a lot of the
Democrats. Yeah, he's stirring up as much crap as he can, that guy. Yeah.
He could be talking about the Republicans.
He's behind Antifa and all of the so-called Black Lives Matter, all of that stuff.
All right, here's Trump talking about Syria.
And we're making a decision as to what we do with respect to the horrible attack that was made near Damascus. And it will be met, and it will be met forcefully.
Oh, listen to him lie. He knows the thing was a fake, or he's so well insulated that his captors are keeping him that uninformed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And here he says, damn evil.
He might believe it, you know?
Yeah, I think he probably does, actually. Because that certainly reversal would imply that he means it, he believes it.
Yep.
And here he is again.
And you'll be hearing the decision. But we can't let atrocities like we all witnessed, and you can see that, and it's horrible. We can't let that happen. In our world, we can't let that happen.
backwards. Send a war.
Send a war.
Wow.
Send a war.
Wow.
Send a war.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah. Well, send the war. Send the missiles, huh? Send the missiles.
That's what the plan is, as this next reversal says. Listen to this.
And many, many other things. So I just think it's a disgrace that a thing like this can happen.
Back with the plan, it's a kill.
The plan is a kill. The plan is a kill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The plan is a kill.
They got plans on the table to do a lot more than the limited strikes they just carried out.
Just keep in mind that they announced the 8 most probable targets 2 days before the strikes. That gave us... it was a deal, David. It was all a deal. It was just to allow Trump to save face by being able to do something without any repercussions from Russia or Iran. No Russian airspace in Syria was violated. No Iranian targets were hit. He stayed completely away from all of that, and all he did was announce the targets in advance and then tried to hit them as often as he could, and apparently he didn't do too well. The American missiles were, from everything I can determine, 71 of 103 were shot down. Now they're saying 105. But it was three-quarters of them were shot down.
Well, they announced that none were shot down. That's
it's a lie. Look how many were shot down or didn't function properly in that attack a year ago. 21 out of 50-something actually hit the targets, allegedly. It's all lies. Everything is a lie now. You don't know what to believe. So you just got to be careful and not embrace any particular lie and run with it too hard. Keep your mind open.
Yeah, right. All right. Here's Trump again.
This is the most biased group of people. These people have the biggest conflicts of interest I've ever seen. Democrats, just about all, either Democrats or a couple of Republicans that worked for President Obama.
And this is the battle beats evil people.
The battle beats evil people. The battle beats evil people.
Certainly there.
The battle beats evil people.
Yeah, well, he thinks he's right, doesn't he? That's obvious.
It sounds like it, and it's certainly possible, living in a very... very insulated environment like that he could be fed the lie and he could buy it. So, but that's what the reversals are suggesting here, that he actually believed that there was a gas attack and Assad did it. So,
here's another quick reversal.
This is the most the biased group of people. These people have the biggest conflicts of interest.
Oh, we already played that. Backwards, that slum.
Slum.
He's just...
He's talking about Syria, maybe. You don't like
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, here he is on his weekly address about border security.
California's law also increases our vulnerability to terrorism by keeping life-saving information from federal authorities. The relationship is ridiculous.
This is silly kid use it. What on earth does that mean?
Silly kid use it.
Silly kid use it.
I don't know.
Silly kid use it.
No idea what that would mean. Sorry.
Nope.
And then the lucky last reversal for the day is this one here.
But certainly you're going to find it very exciting, but you are going to do a fantastic job, and I appreciate your joining.
Thank you. Oh, he's welcoming Bolton. Bolton, just fill me in a Bolton. I should know that name. Bolton.
Crazy John Bolton, the trigger man, the guy that wants war. He's now his new national security advisor.
Oh, right, new national security advisor. Right, yep, okay. So here we go.
But certainly you're going to find it very exciting, but you are going to do a fantastic job, and I appreciate your joining.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And this is We Are Scared Enough.
We're not scared enough.
Wow. What are they scared of? That's an interesting statement to make.
I don't know. Maybe he knows that Bolton is somebody who... Bolton was arguing for a major attack in Syria against not only the Syrian installations, in which, by the way, we still have no reports of any injuries or fatalities, which is good, so it gives you an idea that Assad was able to move assets and people out of the way with that advanced list of targets. But maybe he's thinking that Bolton is a nutcase. But he is. And things are going to get worse. I don't know. Bolton wanted to hit Russia and Iran in the attack.
Oh, wow.
And Mattis had to pull him back.
Wow, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Very good, David. Interesting stuff. Thank you, Naomi. And talk to you next time.
Okay. See you, Jeff. Look after yourself, mate.
Good night. All right. David John Oates and the latest issue of Reverse Speech right here for you. And we will be back with you tomorrow night. And lots to talk about then. Hope to have you along. Have a good night. Have a great day tomorrow. Take care.